Sarah, what about the issue of CNS mets and CDK inhibitors and efficacy? I've kind of had the feeling that maybe abemaciclib has more CNS activity, but I'm not really sure. What do we know about that?
So abemaciclib is the only drug that has known CNS penetration clinically. So they've actually done studies where they've looked at drug level in the CSF in patients and in tumors that have been resected from the brain in patients who had gotten abemaciclib prior to surgery. And the drug level of the abemaciclib in the tumor was the same as it was in the plasma and the same as it was in the CSF. So we know it got there. And then we have now clinical data from their trial looking at abemaciclib monotherapy in patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative brain metastases. And in their first interim analysis of that trial, they did see two patients out of about 20 patients who had partial responses in the brain. So we know not only did it get there, but it has the opportunity to actually cause responses in the CNS, which I think is very encouraging. There is some preclinical data with palbociclib and ribociclib to suggest it may have CNS penetration. And so there are ongoing trials now looking at these agents for patients who have CNS metastases. But again, we don't have any clinical data yet.
Sophie, any questions you have for Sarah that you'd like to hear or discuss?
Yeah, just a couple questions. I know there's probably no data on this, but any anecdotal experience of patients who benefit from everolimus after progression on a CDK4/6 inhibitor? Is there any reason to believe that the patients who progress on a CDK4/6 inhibitor would not respond to mTOR inhibition with everolimus?
No. So I think, you know, using exemestane and everolimus is a certainly very rational combination in someone who may have progressed, for example, on an AI or fulvestrant with a CDK4/6 inhibitor. And certainly we have every reason to believe they should be sensitive. And in fact, you know, there was data presented from a phase one trial looking at exemestane, everolimus, and ribociclib in patients who had progressed on CDK4/6 inhibitors and shown activity.
Okay.
So I think it certainly is reasonable.
And then on some of the questions that Dr. Love was asking regarding the choice of a CDK4/6 inhibitor, maybe a very speculative question, but the fact that abemaciclib has single agent activity and does have CNS activity, would that push you towards picking that over? I know it's a rather speculative question over the other two.
You know, I certainly do find that very intriguing. You know, I think one can ask, well, why is it that abemaciclib has single agent activity, you know, with a 20% objective response rate, whereas the other two agents do not? The objective response to single agent palbo is, you know, 6 to 8%. And I think one argument has been that abemaciclib is continuously dosed and the other two agents are not, and that may be playing a role in this. Or is it that it may hit CDK4 harder than the other two agents? And so I think one doesn't know, you know, should those factors play a role in decision making for which agent to use? It's hard to say because to date, the hazard ratios for all three drugs, as Hal has shown in his slide, they look really pretty much equivalent. And so I don't think we have any efficacy data yet in the first line setting to say one is better than the other. So we don't know.